Hey, Bart, we are back for another issue.
Yep. A new week.
Yes, another week. We're doing good. We're doing good. But yeah, we have a lot today. Plus, I got good news.
What?
We have merchandise now. I took the...
Yes, and from the designs that I've seen that you put up there, it looks really good.
I did our basic icon right now, and I have a couple other designs we're working on. It's just, I have to get them a certain size to be able to upload it, so it's taken me a little bit longer than I expected it to be. But we do have a shirt up at tpublic.com. So if you go to tpublic.com/user/firegrows, you'll find our shirt. Get it on, what was it, hoodies and t-shirts and tank tops and you name it, you can get it on. So
yeah,
go ahead, check it out.
They have a ton of stuff.
Yep.
I was looking at it the other night when you sent me the link, and like you can get it even if you just wanted like a coffee mug.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go get the Twin Peaks coffee mug and then go buy ours so that you have two.
Exactly. So, yeah, so I went ahead and with this being a holiday weekend, having 3 days off, I was able to get this up and running. But, yeah, like I said, I have a couple other designs. So if you guys like it, please let us know what you think of our new T-shirts. I like to hear from you guys and what you guys think. But, yeah, we've got a lot of fun stuff to talk today. Lots of conspiracy theories. And of course, forgive, because Cassie is underneath me playing with her squeaky lion. Okay, now
I'm not hearing her right now.
Yeah, I know. I know. I think I jinxed her because I said, you know, she's quiet. She's making noise and now she's quiet.
Yeah.
But then that could be dangerous also. We know how puppies are. But yes, we do have merchandise now. I'm so excited. So did you have a good weekend? Good 3 days?
I did. I spent the day yesterday on the holiday going to the flea market. And despite how much I lathered myself in sunscreen, still got burnt.
Aw. We went Saturday and it rained.
Yeah, I was stuck. No, Saturday I actually did leave the house. But it was after the rain.
We were out in it. It wasn't bad. I got a bunch of like really good vegetables, and Cassie got her cookies, and she was happy, and yeah. And then we went to a festival on Saturday, and people wanted to steal her. Because, yeah, I had one little boy that told me that he's scared of her. Now, mind you, she's 10 pounds.
Yeah.
He's scared of her. All these little girls couldn't get enough of her, and I had a teenage boy that wanted to steal her.
Jeez.
He told me that she is much cuddlier than his Rottweiler.
Yeah.
No, you can't have her. But yeah, it was fun. We had a good weekend.
Well, this week seems to have started a whole new conspiracy that we found.
Yes. So you want to jump in? You want to jump?
Yeah.
Want to jump in the rabbit hole? Let's go jump the rabbit hole.
Yeah. So it started with a documentary that you found on YouTube about giants.
Yes. Well, I'm bad. I work in an office and I tend to just listen to them on YouTube. And then I tend to send them to you. So it just snowballs. You know, one topic leads to another topic and we never know what we're going to find.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they pop up. What was it? I creeped you out because the topics that I found on my YouTube that popped up on my feed were, like, what, a couple days after we had already posted?
Yeah, it was, like, the exact same thing we had just talked about. And it's weird how... And they had just been posted on YouTube within the last month.
Yep. It was. It was, like, 21 days difference. And yeah. I didn't know about it because I wasn't even following that channel yet. Which I am now. but so hopefully I'm ahead of the curve. We'll see. I know. Well, because we're talking about last week's. We're talking about the Atlanteans and the flood and aliens and all that stuff, which is funny because that's what basically popped up on my YouTube feed. Poor Bart, I creeped you out. I'm like, here, look at this guy. It's the same thing. And I was listening to like two of them today that were talking about the same thing. Although they think Atlantis is in Antarctic. I was thinking it doesn't exist anymore, but pretty much. So what do you say? Let's dive in. This is the, hopefully it doesn't play. Hold on. But yeah, this is the, of course. But no, we had this YouTube video that I sent Bart, and they were talking about the giants. And you said, what did you say about it, Bart?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It seems to be very against skeptics. It starts off by saying that giants are real. They are part of history, and they are part of present. And here is why they are real. And there is no evidence showing the other side.
Well, and that's a lot of the documentaries that I watched are kind of like that, where they are. I'm right, no one else is. But that's why we like doing this, because you have to just look at other angles and other sides. You know, you have to kind of think, which is why I like I like you know, reading about this stuff and listening and watching and stuff, because you never know. Because nobody knows the truth.
No.
Nobody technically knows the truth. But yeah, we'll have this, of course, we'll have all this posted on our Facebook, on the different things that we found. So we found a bunch of stories on, you know, the myths and legends on the aliens. Are they aliens? Are they humans? You know, nobody really knows.
Yeah.
But getting to the giants, that's another thing. Well, because like a lot of these, they're like, because like the sizes that you found, that they were really, really super tall.
Yes.
Like what, 14 feet tall? Which also leads
something like that.
Which leads me to believe that's what people say Bigfoot is. So is that the same thing? Because you just found bones. I mean, it could have been hairy.
Well, and that documentary basically comes out and says, you know, giants are pretty much just what our modern-day Bigfoot is.
Well, yeah, because it's like, is it Bigfoot? Is it Nephilim? Is it aliens? Is it a human? What was it? There was another one they were talking about. Is it Atlanteans? But nobody knows. I mean,
no one does.
You know, was it just one of those where, what is it, like the whole mammoths, when they had like mass areas, they were huge, but then when their area of living shrunk, they shrank, they got smaller too? I don't know. I mean, that's the same thing with like humans. You know, you have big, Nordic people, and then you have like the pygmies that are on the islands and stuff. Don't really, I mean, it makes you don't really know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Were they aliens? Are they not aliens? Are they just really big people? Or is it just, you know, you have a really big guy and then you have somebody like my height? Because, I mean, I'm pretty short. So it's like anybody like 6 foot and over are a giant compared to me. But I also know with this stuff, you know, majority of the skeletons, they were what, 14, 19 feet tall?
Yes.
So, I don't know. A lot of this makes you wonder. And I know you said that you found a bunch of them here in Ohio.
Yeah, Ohio is a big location for giants. Also seems to be the place that no websites can open.
Well, I know, like, I've heard of, like, when it comes to, like, the Native Americans, the different areas where they've talked about tribes and stuff that they end up warring with. And there was a land, a grouping of giants that was, like, Ohio and down, like, kind of like East Coast, but, like, this side of the Mississippi, basically.
Yes.
And, I'm trying to think if they were saying the giants were redheaded or not, but they were talking about like that you know, the tribes got together and wiped them out. That was another one I read too. Almost forgot. They said that their giants were cannibals.
Well, so. And that's a big part of lore to begin with,
right? You know, you get into all the myths and legends and cartoons, because it was in the cartoons too.
Yeah,
you know, was it Jack and the Beanstalk? The giants ate people.
Yeah, Jack and the Beanstalk, David and Goliath, all of those different stories.
Mm-hmm. But see, that's another thing.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and there was a king over there that was a giant. But yeah, I know you said you found them, that they were actually not far from us.
Yeah, well, one article talking about sort of the history of giants in Ohio, Adams County. They found the bones of giants over 8 feet tall from the 1800s. And this was just down in the Ohio Valley.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't that what they said they found in the Serpentine Mounds?
Yeah, and that is sort of what this is. Also.
I know with the Serpentine, because they said that they were just... The tribes got together. There's one story I listened to about that they chased them, like the tribes got together, it took many tribes, chased them together, or chased them into, what was it, caves. They refused to come out and they burned them alive in the caves. And then I know the one that they said that when they buried them, they were so big they couldn't dig a holes, so they just mounded the dirt over the bodies type stuff.
Absolutely. So we have a couple famous giants, John Henry for one, and that right there is a huge legend in Ohio. Correction, we do not have John Henry, we have Joseph Henry, a completely different person.
Joseph Henry, okay. Yeah, I just seen that.
Yeah, Joseph Henry was the first secretary of the Smithsonian Institution.
Well, that, and they supposedly don't exist.
Yeah.
And all these bones, they don't exist. Well, I know you were talking about the skeptics, but one of the skeptics' stories was it's because they froze, and the ice made the bones bigger. And then the one scientist said, no, the ice actually will make bones smaller and more fragile and will break them apart, make them, you know, fragment them.
Yeah, so really, and I think both of them are honestly right. It may make bones expand, but it's also going to, you know, cause them to become brittle after that.
Right, but you're not going to make like a 6 foot guy 14 feet tall.
Especially not living in the ground, not being in the ground that long.
Right. But yeah, I see this one and the different ones on that in the different books. Some of these look really interesting. The different legends and stuff. Well, because... What was it? I know... You know, because, like, we still have, like, giants today that have, what is it, what they call it, the giantism?
Yes.
So, could that have been something like that back then? That they had a form of giantism?
That may be so.
Because I know percentage-wise, it's even less, like, it's a very small percentage now. But we have how many more humans now than we did then?
Yeah.
So this percentage technically would go up. But, you know, I know a lot of them say these pictures are fake. Like the one I'm looking at, this guy standing next to this, and it's huge. Where was this? This was discovered. Oh, this was another one that was in Ohio. Bones of giant 8 to 10 foot tall. Buffalo, Ohio. Let's see. 1792, New York, Buffalo, New York. Turner's History of Holland Purchase reports that a seven and 8 foot skeletons found at the Eastern Fort in Orleans County with broad flat top skulls. I know that, wasn't it, was this the skeletons that they said they tend to have 6 feet or six toes, six fingers, and like double rows of teeth?
Yes.
The actual double rows of teeth. It's Ohio, Tennessee, another Ohio. This is the one that I remembered. This is 1825 Ohio Valley. David Kursak, a Tuscarora. I'm just butchering these names, I know. By birth wrote that among the legends of the ancient people of the stock, there was a powerful tribe. They were giants and had a considerable habitation. When the Great Spirit made the people, some of them became giants. After a time and having endured the outrages of the giants, it is said that the people band together and through the final force of about 800 warriors successfully annihilated the giants. After that, it was said that there were no giants anywhere. That was supposed to have happened around 2,500 winters before Columbus discovered America around 1,000 BC, which we know he didn't discover it. He was a dum-dum.
Of course.
I'm not getting into that. Oh, wow. You were right. This one has Vermilion, Bush Creek Township, Seneca Township, Seville, all in Ohio. Here's another. Well, this one's in Washington, D.C. This is a West Virginia, Wisconsin. Another, Ashtabula.
Wow.
This 1878, Ohio, Ashtabula County, while excavating the grounds for graves, bones were exhumed, which seemed to have belonged to a race of giants. A skull and jaw were found, which were of such size the skull would fit easily over a large man's head like a loose-fitting helmet, even with the jaw in place. The number of these graves have been estimated to be between 2,000 and 3,000. Wow. Okay, I can see there's one in Indiana. There's two more in Ohio on this list. Zanesville and Medina County. These were all 1800s. I knew of, so like...
That seems to be the big time when bodies are being found from.
Well, you have to think they're more farming. They're digging more. More wells, more... they're probably doing more natural gas and different stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So that would probably make sense. But I never realized that much in Ohio. Like, I knew of, like, the Great Serpent Mound and the stories of the giants, the giant tribe and stuff, but other than that, I didn't know about that much that has been, you know, found in this area alone. And I see you have that on here too, Seville, and then the other one. But yeah, supposedly the Smithsonian owns a bunch of these skeletons. I know there was a TV show, I watched part of it, that they were two brothers looking for giants.
Yeah, I believe I've heard of that one, but I haven't watched it.
I've watched pieces. I hope the dog is not getting into something. I can't hear her. But yeah, a lot of these, like, people find them that are hoaxes. But yeah, it's like a lot of them, you know, they get dug up and they just vanish. There's no evidence of them anymore.
And that right there could be a big problem. Or they get dug up and there are bones that are missing.
Mm-hmm. Well, this one here, this story, it says, to the date, Vera has pulled together about 1,500 accounts from newspapers and books published in the 18 and the early 1900s. Now, see, and that's another thing with back then. You know, do you trust newspapers? Because a lot of times that's when, you know, they made stories up to make money, to sell newspapers. So, kind of wonder. And then, like I said, you know, if you get someone that's like 5 foot and you get someone that's, you know, 6'7", 6'8" or more, which isn't out of the realms of height for a human, they're going to look like a giant. Because I have a few friends, you know, that are that tall. Well, you met our friend Patrick. He's what, 6'8", 6'9"?
Yeah.
He's tall. He's a big guy. I mean, he makes Ken look little. He makes me look little. I can look like a little kid. But yeah, I mean, that's only like not even, almost just shy of 2 feet taller, if you actually think about it, for me. So, but yeah, according to this, newspaper stories relate that the skeletons range from 7 to well over 18 feet in length. That's huge. Let's see, what else did they say? Related to the giant reports came from misidentification of mammoth bones. Outright hoaxes. However, they didn't cite a single example of a hoax or a giant skeleton found in America that turned out to be a mastodon or mammoth. So, were they just, you know, what actually was this? I think she's got her toy. But yeah, I mean, when it comes to all this stuff, I mean, they don't exist. I guess they don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if anyone's been digging up anything like this recently.
No. And I mean, I think there are still some giants out there. We've just, unfortunately, like as a species, we have shrunk.
Mm-hmm. Well, we saw that in some of the past stuff that we've looked up. As a humans, we've changed height when it comes to, what was it? Were they talking about the, what was it? The environment. The environment has changed us from, you know, different heights to different, you know, growing and shrinking.
Yeah.
Because, you know, on the islands we have, you know, they're really petite. They're really tiny. You go further north, they tend to be slightly short but robust because of the cold. You save heat by, you know, being more short but bigger. But yeah, this kind of makes me wonder. But also, talking about the Smithsonian, it is rumored that they have to have found 17 skeletons that were 7 foot tall by chance alone. They would have had to excavate 2.5 million skeletons. That statistic utilizes modern heights statistics, not the smaller heights known to have existed in ancient Native American populations. And then this one, they're here to talk about the gigantism that we were talking about.
Yeah.
America has less than 100 cases of gigantism recorded in its history. So if that's what this was, then that would be a lot. You know, the percentage, what we were saying a little bit ago, that would be a lot to have the same rare.
But that's 100. How many giants do you see today?
Right, that's just in our actual recorded history.
Yeah, so most of this is just from ages ago.
Mm-hmm. I can only think of maybe 3 that would be giants. I know one that was a wrestler.
Yeah,
I'm talking that are alive, and I think the Guinness has a guy and a girl. Other than that, I only know of that. I don't know of any other ones.
Well, that's it. Any that I can think of from pop culture are passed away by now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
unfortunately because of that gigantism.
Exactly, because that's a lot of them. Also, it tends to lengthens their bones and stuff, but their organs not so much.
Yeah,
so they tend to die very, very young. Which I would like to see some analysts on these skeletons. Are these, you know, are these people in their 20s or are they actually older? You know, because I don't think many have lived, you know, into their 30s or 40s or older.
No.
But yeah, I don't know. Makes you wonder. I'm sure that they have a lot. Different mounds. Yeah, and this one you had posted was 6,000 years. That's, if you go with, like, what the Bible and some of the other ones, they said it was Nephilim.
Yeah, yes.
Half human, half angel?
Which, if you're going to look at philosophical or religious, you know, reasoning behind it, actually makes a lot more sense than, oh, they're just born big.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they were just trying to give it a reason for, you know, a certain group to be that big. Because I know that there's another one where they think, you know, they were aliens that just looked like kind of like us, but not like us. Because that's where they were saying that, what was it? Some of the Egyptians and the gods and stuff were actual aliens. That's why they were so big, or they would look like this, or they had the pointed heads.
Yeah.
That's what a couple of them, you know, they believed. But yeah, this one, because I know that there was one that there was supposed to be one king back then that was supposed to be, was supposed to be a giant as well. But flipping through here, it looks like they found giants pretty much all over the world, not just here in the, you know, Ohio area.
Absolutely. Ohio just seems to be lucky enough to have wound up with a lot.
Which kind of like makes me kind of wonder also, because our soil, like when I think of mummies, you know, I think of like a dry era, like a dry arid place, and Ohio really isn't, you know?
Yeah.
We tend to be very wet.
Well, and you got to consider too, like, were they born here or did they move here?
True, true.
Because, like, if you look at the Bates family who were in Seville, they were from the South, and they moved here during the Civil War to escape the South and escape the hot weather and the hot weather, you know, because you come to Ohio and you just have 12 months of winter.
Well, we actually have weather, and then down there, not so much. You have hot, exactly. And then you have scorching hot, and then you have, you know, many, many other hots. But, you know, with him being so big, the cooler weather was probably better.
Exactly. So it makes sense, you know, probably, you know, how you got to look at how many people were actually born in Ohio versus moved here, moved to the Midwest for the climate.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, even if you look at, like, myths and legends and stuff, I have all this on tip my tongue, and I'm just, blah. But no, talking about, like, did you hear the story of Merlin and the giants?
Yes.
how Stonehenge was mined in Africa. It was brought to a certain point, and it was there, and then he had the giants help him move it to where it is now, because of the healing properties that the stones had. So the original one, you know, that one, but was it originally theirs and he had them help? Or did he somehow was able to control them? Or, you know, that's like the whole magic part that comes into that. Because I know that there's a lot of other ruins that people think that the giants were part of. But I don't know. But there's so many different ideas and stuff, what they think of it is. But a lot of the skulls in this one I'm looking at, the ones that they found, five skulls found that still exist in, was it Inca, Peru, and Merida, Mexico, they have a brain cavity area around, ranging from, this is what we've talked before, 2,200 cc's and 3,200 cc's. Modern humans have 1,450 cc's. It gives you kind of an idea of the size of these skulls that they have. And they do. These pictures, they do. Their skulls are huge, but they are also quite elongated. The back of the skull. And here's this one. It wasn't just males. They found female bodies, too, that were just as big. Here, this is the one that I was telling you about. The ones that I knew of Toledo. A mound near Toledo, Ohio, held 20 skeletons seated and facing east with jaws and teeth twice as large as those of present-day people. And besides, each was a large bowl with what different figures in it. And this was October 24th, 1895. Is when this story was put out. I've never heard of that one until recent.
Yeah, I haven't heard. But it again, the number of ones that we're seeing in Ohio.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like one or two. It's a full tribe, basically. But then again, if you get them like this, what are the chances if you find children that you think that the children are just like normal humans?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like kind of like with the whole thing of like the baby Bigfoots. People don't realize what they are, what they're looking at.
Because they're just about the same height as an adult human.
Or, yeah, they're just a little toddler running around there, which makes it easier to hide. But, you know, Oh, wow. Here we go. Australian Giants? Did you see that one? I didn't know that either.
So, in Australia, there is a race of people called Megathropus. And they were estimated to be 7 to 12 feet tall, depending on which source you're looking at.
Mm-hmm. They were found with tools and everything. Yeah, this is the first story I found that they had tools with them.
It doesn't say about how old these were.
They may not know.
No.
But they're estimated about 1,200 pounds.
So that's pretty big.
Because these people were found with mega tool artifacts, so their humanness is difficult to question. Four jaw fragments and thousands of teeth have been found in China, which is Gigantopithecus blackii, after discovery. Based on the size of the teeth and deep jaws, its size has been estimated 10 to 12 feet tall and 1,200, which is the Gigantopithecus blackii. But they think that... Some people think that's what came here, but there hasn't really been any evidence other than just in China, and it's just teeth and jawbones. And that was just because that was an accident when they found them. They were using them, but they were grinding them up in apothecaries and making medicine out of them. It's the only reason why they found the teeth. So were those humans that they found, or was it, you know, a gigantic? I can't even talk. Stop it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Forgive me. I'm getting chewed up over here. You know, was it that or not? I mean, like we've talked before, you never know. I don't think anybody really knows, actually truly knows the truth.
Especially when you're only looking at bones.
Exactly. Or just teeth. Because I think they mostly just had teeth. So they're going off of the size of this creature with the teeth. And they said they found three large footprints were discovered south of Penrith, which is New South Wales. These prints measuring 2 feet long and 7 inches across and are 6 feet apart. That is a huge stride.
Yeah, I can barely even get like a third of that or a quarter.
It indicates the stride of a 12-foot giant who left them. That's insane. You know, if we've had stuff like this in the past, do you think we'll have something like this in the future? Or is this where we turn into the grays? You know, the big eyes, big head, and tiny bodies?
Yeah.
Hey, we get to turn into lollipops. Huh, Bart? Hairless lollipops.
Well, my voice isn't that high enough to do the song tonight.
But yeah, just these different stories of stuff being found. I never realized it was that much. Like, I've heard bits and pieces of stories of stuff being found and then mysteriously lost, but I didn't realize there was this much.
Yeah, this is. I think we're only like 3/4 of the way through this page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm down to number 12, just kind of flipping through the different stories.
Yeah.
But majority of these, they found that they were actually buried. Like, some of them were buried in mounds, but some of them actually had graves.
So obviously, this wasn't a primitive society at the time, from the time that these bodies were found.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like this one here, Kalsuth Giants. October was a month of some excitement in scientific circles as seven strange and gigantic mummies were discovered just outside of Kalsuth Center. Marvin Rainwater, a local farmer, had been digging a new well, which, remember, I was saying that's probably what a lot of it, the riots 1800s, that they were doing. A well on his property and struck a deposit of very hard stone about 9 feet below the topsoil. In attempting to dig it out, he found that it was more than 4 feet wide in every direction. Removing it would be a terrific chore. He considered the possibility that this was a layer of bedrock, but that would certainly be odd that close to the surface. Further, further being somewhat familiar with geologic deposits, he knew that the stone was not the familiar limestone for which such eastern Iowa cities like Stone City are famous. This was something else entirely. Upon close inspection, Rainwater also saw that the stone was not as rough as it might be expected in a natural form, but it was in fact smooth and polished. Not very curious as to the nature of the find, he called several friends from surrounding farms as they began to dig. They discovered that it was not a single stone, but rather one of at least several irregular cut slabs stretching out over a wide area, yet fitting so tightly together that not even a knife blade could be put between them. Each slab measured 8 feet by 10 feet, and when struck with a sledge, seemed to ring with a hollowness that might indicate that it was not a floor, but the outside portion of a ceiling. Rainwater wondered if he had not stumbled upon some sort of burial stone structure on his property, believing that there might be a way to parlay living other than farming if he played his cards right. Mr. Rainwater contracted George Von Podbrad? Brad?
Podbrad?
College.
Podbrad.
Podbrad? That's a mouthful. College, who in turn dispatched a team of archaeologists, anthropologists, and geologists to the site. The researchers were delighted with the... They were delighted. Firstly, the stone was not at all native to Iowa, but the fact that it was basalt, a hard, dense volcanic rock composed of a bunch of stuff. The type of stone used by Egyptians to build their massive monuments. I think this was on that TV show I was talking about. The depths of the slabs indicate that they had been there for a very long time, predating the advent of the kind of modern transportation and heavy machinery needed to bring such quality of foreign stone to Iowa, and quite probably the slabs had been laid down before the last ice age, the last big ice age was, 10,000 years ago?
Yeah.
Kind of reminds you of all the stuff that they found in England, not just Stonehenge or anything, but some of the other ones. But yeah, you want me to read on more? I didn't realize this story was as long as it was.
Yeah, wow.
Sorry. This is a long story. It just keeps getting more and more and more.
Yeah, it seems to, like, every paragraph seems to become more convoluted.
it makes you wonder. Because this goes into, the stuff we were talking about, how, we lost our history, where's our history? We don't really have that anymore.
No.
And then we find stuff like this and nobody wants to believe that that could actually be our history. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot of these, like we always do, we'll post these on Facebook and Twitter. If you're ever looking for, something to do on a Saturday night, just sit here and read.
I know, you and I both kind of fall into that. We keep reading and then there's a whole nother book on it. But yeah, this has got so many stories in it, is insane. Let's see, what's that? Let me see, I'm trying to bring up the last. No, this was Skeletons, 5,000-year-old Chinese Giants. And this one goes into this one a little bit. There's so many of these myths and stories and stuff everywhere. But yeah, if these were aliens, maybe they'll come back. You think, Bart?
I can see it.
You think they'll come back? Or maybe they're, you know what? Maybe they're already here. They're living in, a couple underground bunker bases. Not Area 51, because, nothing really goes on there. just make everybody look there as they do other stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, if it's all, and then you get into like the whole like genetic, you know, where the Atlanteans doing genetic manipulation before, you know, his flood wiped them out. You know, was this part of it maybe? You know, did they make...
I could see with some of these civilizations. With others, they just died out naturally. But with some of these civilizations that were all together, I could see something like that happening.
Mm-hmm. Like here in America, they were wiped out because they ate too many Native Americans, and Native Americans didn't want to be cattle. And they revolted and killed their consumers, I guess you would say. And then the rest of them, some of them were wiped out with the flood, and then maybe the rest of them just went underground. Maybe that's what's under the Antarctic. They live there now.
Maybe.
That's what rumor is. That's why everybody's going there. What's left of the alien giants live there. Well, no, because that was another one that the Atlanteans were making chimeras before they were wiped out, that they were messing with human DNA with animal DNA, splice them together, which is what they're doing now. You heard of that, right?
No.
They're splicing human genetics with pigs, so we can harvest their organs and we can use them for ourselves.
Okay.
Bart, do you want a pig organ?
My own organs don't work half the time to begin with.
Well, then they'll just replace it with a pig. Hey, I think they do it now because that's what's rumor, you know, Skinwalker Ranch. That's what they're doing on Skinwalker Ranch.
Yeah,
that's what they're doing. That's why they have like stuff appearing and disappearing, and they have the giant wolves running around. I want to go out there and play a hippie and sit in the field for a while and make one come to me. We'll put a bunch of little cameras on me, huh, Bart?
Yeah, you're welcome to do that all your own.
Oh, you know I would be tackling me some invisible wolf. Like, nope, you think your bite is bad? Mine's worse. Speaking of bite, Cassie's biting me over here. But yeah, like, a lot of this stuff just kind of makes you wonder, makes you think. I think it's a lot of it is just our past that we just forgot about. We don't know.
Absolutely.
And you know, with all basically genocide, you know, when Europeans came here, they wiped most of the history out. So who knows? Maybe they went underground. I don't know. So what do you think, Bart? A good rabbit hole?
Really good rabbit hole.
I could continue reading that one story. That one story was, I didn't realize it was that long. I thought it was just a couple paragraphs, and I'm like, oh, there's like 10 more paragraphs. Oops. I can continue if you want.
That just says how interesting human history is.
Mm-hmm. What little we know, that's the funny part. What little we actually know. Like I said, makes you wonder what we've forgotten. I mean, I'm sure we're bound determined to wipe ourselves off again with the way things are going, but you know, we've been reset multiple times. Why not again? And then somebody in 1,000 years will find something weird of ours, and they'll be like, "What the hell was that?"
Oh, there's gonna be plenty of weird stuff about the ours. Wow.
Well, we'll have our technology. How many Funko Pops will survive?
Hey, I'm amazed those Funko Pops survive now.
Well,
because before the pop figures, they were selling bobbleheads,
mm-hmm.
and those bobbleheads did not survive one bit.
I got a couple of those. No, did you?
Like, Dad bought like a couple. Like, he had like a Betty Boop and a Hula Girl and a whole bunch of different stuff,
mm-hmm.
and inside they melted.
Oh, wow. I don't have that problem.
Yeah. Yeah, like the one on the dashboard melted, and then inside they fell apart.
Well, did you see the Porgs?
I have seen the Porgs.
We were able to get one. They were sold out.
I kept my eye out at the flea market this weekend for some, and they didn't have any.
Nope, they sold out. They were sold out on Friday. We found that out. And then we found out that Target was raffling off Thursday at midnight. You know, Friday midnight, basically, Friday a.m. They were raffling off these giant porgs. They were probably the size of me.
Aww.
I know. And I yelled at Ken. I'm like, you didn't say anything? He's like, I didn't know. And I'm like, I would love a giant porg. But the problem with that is Cassie would probably eat it.
Yeah.
She tends to do that. She likes to rip the, likes to gut them and rip the stuffing out of them. I don't know why, but she does. She's over here smacking me and whining. Can you hear her?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a crazy 9-month-old. She's over here smacking me. She's sitting in her chair beside me. But, okay, so what do you say, Bart? You want to add to the Giants? Yay, nay? You think there's a possibility?
I do believe there's a possibility. I don't believe it's a possibility like what that documentary said. I do believe it's a possibility, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is actual evidence. I mean, even just regular historical evidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like David Goliath.
I would even say Lincoln was a giant.
No, I think he just said gigantism or whatever. But no.
But I mean, like, you got people out there like Andre the Giant.
He had gigantism. Bad.
Oh, yeah. And there was the giant from Twin Peaks. He actually died, like, within a year of the show being over, died of gigantism.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of them that's what ends up happening. Their hearts can't keep up with their body, basically.
Yeah.
But, so, yeah. Well, you guys like the rabbit hole we lightly jumped into. Let us know at tftdpodcast@gmail.com. You know, I know I would like to hear from you guys, you know, that you like what we're doing. We're part of weebiegeekspc.com, tangentboundnetwork.com, Facebook, Twitter. We'll have all these stories that we touched on our Facebook. Don't forget and about...
We'll definitely post the link for the t-shirts again.
Yes.
I know you posted them on both Twitter and Facebook over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I'll have, if you look up tpublic.com/user/firerose, that's capital F and capital R, it'll take you to our shirts. And like I said, I'm still working on a couple other designs. But I got this one up now, and then I'll get a couple other ones up. I just have to get them sized, the images sized right for the shirts. But yeah, another good show. Crazy dog. Crazy dog. Crazy dog. But yeah, so what do you say, Bart? See you later.
Yep, I'll see you later.
So, everyone, what was it? Everyone, keep your ear to the ground, your eyes to the sky, stay safe. I will catch you later, Bart. Everybody, bye.
Everybody, have a good week.
Have a good week, guys. Bye.